This is Today in History, November the 12th. On this day in 1799, the first meteor shower on record is displayed in the skies above Vermont and can be seen through the Florida Keys. And on this day in 1965, brothers Bill and Bob Summers set a world land speed record.
Goldenrod is a great vehicle because it, for 21 years, held the land speed record for a wheel-driven automobile. Goldenrod is just a fantastic-looking vehicle. I mean, really is some art behind the Goldenrod, that streamlined design, the high fin on the back, and it's a beautiful car, and it looks like it's going 400 miles an hour even when it's standing still. It was built by Bob and Bill Summers, who were just a couple of hot rod enthusiasts. You know, they had high school educations. They weren't professional engineers by any means. They built it under a vegetable stand out at their house in Southern California and took it out to the Salt Flats and got the thing up to 409 miles an hour, which was unprecedented at that time for, again, a wheel-driven car, not a jet-powered car.
And today, that car is on display at the Henry Ford Museum in Dearborn, Michigan. Also on this day in 1980, Voyager 1 flies near Saturn. More than 3 years after its launch, the U.S. planetary probe Voyager 1 edges within 77,000 miles of Saturn, the second largest planet in the solar system. The photos, beamed 950 million miles back to California, stunned scientists. The high-resolution images showed a world that seemed to confound all known laws of physics. Saturn had not six, but hundreds of rings. The rings appeared to dance, buckle, and interlock in ways never thought possible. Two rings were intertwined or braided, and pictures showed dark radial spokes moving inside the rings in the direction of rotation. Also on this day in 1981, William Holden, the star of Network, dies.
So don't tell me you don't know where he is.
He could be jumping off a roof for all I know. The man is insane. He's not responsible for himself. He needs care and treatment. And all you grave robbers think about is that he's a hit.
Actor William Holden, who starred in such movies as Sunset Boulevard, Stalag 17, and Network, dies at the age of 63 in his Santa Monica, California home. The Academy Award-winning actor reportedly died after falling and hitting his head, and his body was found several days later. And on this day, in 2004, Scott Peterson is convicted.
True crime lovers are always looking for new and engaging content.
The Already Gone podcast covers stories from Michigan and the Great Lakes region. Cases you haven't heard before, like the Mayo Hunters or the murder of 16-year-old Justin Mello, plus better-known cases like the death of Jane Bishara and Illinois' own Lori Dan. Already Gone started in 2016, so there is a big back catalog for you to enjoy. Find Already Gone on Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, or your favorite podcatcher.
Christmas Eve, you have a very pregnant wife, and you decide to go fishing?
My day was open to either play golf or go fishing, and I chose fishing that day, which is, you know, a choice I made, and I obviously regret now. You know, I could just decide to stay home. This would not have happened.
On this day in 2004, Scott Peterson is convicted of murdering his wife, Lacey, and their unborn son. A jury of six men and six women delivered the verdict 23 months after Lacey Peterson, who was pregnant, disappeared on Christmas Eve from Modesto, California. The case captivated millions across America and saturated national media coverage for almost 2 years. When initially questioned about his wife's whereabouts, Peterson claimed that Lacey had disappeared sometime after leaving the house to walk their dog, and then he left on a fishing trip to nearby San Francisco Bay. About 1 month later, Amber Fry, a 28-year-old massage therapist from Fresno, California, came forward to tell police that she'd had an affair with Peterson.
I met Scott Peterson. We did have a romantic relationship.
Shattering his image as a devoted husband to his pretty and pregnant wife. As police continued their search for Lacey and clues that might explain her disappearance, Scott Peterson sold her spirit sports utility vehicle, leading to suspicions he might be trying to get rid of the evidence.
I had nothing to do with Lacey's disappearance.
The bodies of Lacey and baby were later found washed up on the shore near a marina where Scott had kept his boat. Within a week, Peterson was charged with moita, with the special circumstance of double homicide, which opened the door for prosecutors to seek the death penalty. He was arrested in San Diego, carrying large amounts of cash and his brother's passport, with a new hair color and haircut, seemingly on the verge of running from police.
State of California versus Scott Peterson. We, the jury, in the above entitled cause, find the defendant, Scott Lee Peterson, guilty of the crime of murder of Lacey Denise Peterson. We, the jury, in the above entitled cause, find the defendant, Scott Lee Peterson, guilty of the crime of murder of baby Connor Peterson.
Caged, captured, and collared. Scott Peterson, convicted. November 12th, 2004, on this day in history.